Also want to get some analysis from Rich Lenkoff, a partner at Bryce Donnelly and Lenkoff. And Rich, your thoughts on Derek Chauvin not testifying and what we're seeing here today?
I agree with Ashley. Thanks for having me. I agree with Ashley that he should have. You know, we were waiting for this decision, and it's not surprising because in many criminal cases, especially high-profile ones, conventional wisdom is that you only stand to lose by putting your client on the stand. Like Ashley said, you're exposing yourself as a defendant to cross-examination where you would otherwise not be subject to that. And especially with Chauvin, you would expose yourself to, you know, his prior acts besides this one. That being said, you know, I agree wholeheartedly with Ashley in saying that the jury needs, you got to almost throw Hail Mary in this case and put Chauvin on because of the damning testimony we've heard so far. I mean, I think it's been a home run pretty much across the board for the state. And by not hearing from Chauvin, they're going to rely on the image of him kneeling on George Floyd for 9.5 minutes. I think it's a mistake.
The carbon monoxide wrinkle in the story yesterday was an interesting one, and it's continuing today. I'm not trying to put you on the spot because I know literally these rulings are happening as we go, but I know that the state was, or maybe the defense was looking to declare a mistrial if it was determined that the car was or wasn't running. Is it unusual or is it pretty normal for pieces of evidence that maybe people hadn't thought of or different wrinkles to cause the both sides to reevaluate what's happening and ask for things to be tossed out? Is that pretty standard in a trial like this?
Yeah, it's a great question. And to your point, we're watching like literally now.
Yes.
I've got three TVs on. I'm watching the judge hear the state's motion to call as a rebuttal witness their expert to rebut the testimony about the carbon monoxide being a factor in George Floyd's death. But to answer your question, yes, it is common for evidence to come up during the course of a trial that you have not heard or dealt with before. Like Ashley said, you know, you do map out these things for, you know, days, months, weeks, years sometimes before you get to trial, but you can't know everything that everyone's going to say or how it's going to be perceived by the court, or most importantly, how the court, you know, whether the court's going to allow certain testimony in. So you do have to disclose most opinions before trial, but like in this case, the state's saying, well, we knew generally that the expert would testify about carbon monoxide, but not specifically what he testified to yesterday. So we should have the chance to rebut that. So it happens frequently. And, you know, the judges sometimes let that in and sometimes don't. It just depends on how surprising that testimony is. Yeah. And how damaging it would be to the other side to not let it in.
Rich, this is a question that deserves more than 30 seconds, but it's all we've got time for. We all watch this. We are a lot of people watching the whole thing. They think that they know as much as the jurors do. Now they go into another room after closing arguments. I imagine it's so much different when you are a juror talking to other jurors as you sort through this than it is us talking at the kitchen table. Or is it similar?
It's such a great question because every jury I've talked to after, you know, we are allowed to what's called poll the jury. You could talk to the jury after they render a verdict. And to any trial lawyer like myself will tell you that's the most, you know, important part because you learn so much. And every jury trial I've had where I polled the jury, they've told me something that was important to them that I thought was not as important. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting to hear what they focus on. It's sometimes not exactly what you think, which is always, you know, very interesting.
Yeah. Rich, one of the co-hosts of Legal Face Off on WGNRadio.com. Thanks for your time today, Rich. We appreciate it.
Thank you.